AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian troops have reclaimed a wide swath of territory from Russian forces, pushing all the way back to the northeastern border. However, the lightning advance has not halted Russian shelling. Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, continues to be a regular target. In Edinburgh, Scotland, members of the public have been quietly paying their respects to Queen Elizabeth II, filing past her coffin today in St. Giles Cathedral. Tomorrow, her coffin will be taken to Buckingham Palace. President Biden is channeling one of its predecessors, calling for a unified U.S. effort to do something hard.
60 years ago, President Kennedy said the U.S. should go to the moon and do the other things.
Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
He established a national purpose.
President Biden at the JFK Library, noting it was a moonshot then and a new goal today.
To end cancer. As we know it.
To cut deaths from a disease that killed his eldest son at least in half over 25 years. The president's pointing to a new study that seeks evidence for using blood tests to screen against multiple cancers, a potential diagnostic game changer. While not enough is known about the nation's second biggest killer.
We know we can change the trajectory.
Still, JFK's space program had massive public investment. The president's effort is far more modest and reliant on private sector money. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New August inflation numbers are due out tomorrow, and Rita Foley reports small businesses have been struggling.
65% have raised prices to offset higher costs. That's according to a Goldman Sachs survey. 38% say they've seen a decline in customer demand because of those price increases.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street today. This is AP News. And back on John F. Kennedy's moonshot speech, NASA also marked its 60th anniversary. Ed Donahue has the story.
Kennedy spoke at Rice University in Houston in 1962 about sending astronauts to the moon before the end of the decade and bringing them safely back to Earth.
But why some say the moon?
He said, why climb the highest mountain?
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
60 years later, at Rice University, Administrator Bill Nelson talked about NASA's Artemis moon rocket.
It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. Some things never change.
NASA is gearing up for a test flight of Artemis after two scrubbed launches. But this is more than just a moonshot.
To take us further than ever before, to Mars.
NASA hopes to launch Artemis at the end of the month. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.